Episode 3233, Follow the Signs.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing this weekend? Oh, come on. I know it's the holidays, and yes, December is really here. Have you checked your calendar? I don't know about you, but my to-do list, it just keeps getting longer, and I just need it to slow down. But for right now, take a deep breath. It's all about who you're sleeping with. It's time to follow the signs. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, I got a question for you. Are you so concerned this holiday season about being right or effective? Think about that question for just a minute, because that's not one we typically get, not even one I've asked myself recently, but I'm pondering it with you. Are you so concerned this holiday season about being right or effective? Because in a strong marriage, effectiveness is where love resides. So follow the signs. Have you ever had a feeling that something is not quite right in your marriage, but you just can't put your finger on it? You know that feeling. Of course, we all know that feeling. And it could lead us down rabbit holes that we don't want to go. And then sometimes we think, oh, I'm over dramatizing everything. And then we think, oh, no, I'm not. And we go back and forth and we, you know, talk to our friends and we talk to our, maybe our mom or our confidant. And we're like, well, what would you do? And in this situation, what would you do? Whew. Many of us have experienced this dilemma where there's this sense that there's an underlying issue but struggle to identify what it is. And for some, it may be something that's a really big deal, and for others, it's just a small little thing. If you can relate to this, then it's time to take a closer look at the signs that may be unveiling themselves during this holiday season. Follow the signs. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Follow the signs. You know, that's what the shepherds did, right? They followed the star. They followed the sign. And it was where they discovered life, eternal life, right? A little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Sometimes what we're missing is literally right in front of us because we're not willing to follow the signs. What star are you missing in your marriage? Because in a strong and thriving marriage, the key lies in being effective rather than being right. But I don't know about you. I think a lot of us are like, man, I want to have my scoreboard look better. So I'm going to keep track, man. I'm up there 50. He's down at 12. Woohoo! I'm doing great. This is not about a football game. I'm all about the championship games, the Big 12, the Pac 12, the Big 10, whatever it is. They change them all the time. The SEC, the ACC, the mini ones, the Macs, all of it. I love a good football game, but not when it comes to marriage. You don't need to be keeping score and seeing who's going to win the game, win the relationship, when it's all said and done. Effectiveness is where love resides. It's not about being right. It's honestly not about being wrong either. It's about being effective. So instead of fixating on who is right or wrong, focus on taking the necessary steps to address the signs that are revealing themselves that will potentially strengthen your marriage. I mean, ultimately, isn't that what you want? Is to have a strong marriage? Well, if that is you, let's go over some three things that you can do this holiday season. Preparing now, pay attention. Because what if you were to pay attention right now over these next 29 days? Is that how many days we have left? I'm getting so confused as to how many days we have left in the month of December, but you know the calendar, right? Wherever you are listening to this at whatever time, to the end, maybe you only have a week left. You still have time to pay attention. So number one, pay attention to subtle changes. During this holiday season, it's common for routines and dynamics to shift. So take notice of the subtle changes in your spouse's behavior, you know, your spouse's mood or the communication patterns. Is it always coming home late every single night? Is it always being on the phone for hours upon end? And maybe that's not typical. Are they more withdrawn than usual or perhaps more irritable? Are they avoiding certain conversations or becoming defensive? What is it for your spouse? What are you noticing? Pay attention to them. These small shifts can often be indicative of underlying issues. By observing and acknowledging these changes, you are taking the first step toward understanding what may be going on beneath the surface. We do a great job of painting this picture and pretending everything is all right. We go out to our holiday parties and we dine and wine with everybody. And, oh, everything's so great. Oh, how is your day? Oh, do you have your tree up? Oh, is your shopping done? It just sounds so nice and pretty. But in the privacy of your own four walls, you're just like, oh, I just wish you would get out of my face. I wish you'd just stay away from me already. I don't know why you keep annoying me. These highs and lows, and you wonder why the holiday seasons are so stressful. You wonder why they're so taxing on relationships, especially between a husband and a wife. Pay attention to subtle changes. What is that? And then, once when you notice a few things, obviously at the appropriate time, but number two, engage in open and honest communication. I cannot stress this enough, but communication is the foundation of any successful marriage. You got to communicate. If you sense that something is not right, it is crucial to engage in open and honest conversations with your spouse. Create a safe and non-threatening environment where both of you, not just one of you, it's not all about you, can truly express your thoughts and concerns without fear of judgment or defensiveness. Right? You shouldn't have to bring a football team with you to share with your spouse. But I know there are a lot of households that need just that, a football team, so they feel safe and secure in their own home. My friend, I don't want that for you. We've all got to let our guard down. We've got to be more vulnerable. We got to listen more. We got to wear our hearts on our sleeves. We've got to lean in instead of, well, it's all about me, and leaning out. So create the safe, non-threatening environment. And when you actively listen and seek to understand each other's perspectives, you will facilitate a deeper connection and potentially unveil the signs that are hiding beneath the surface. Again, you're pulling back the layers. And sometimes what you think it is, it's really not that. But there's something else, and it may go decades back. It may actually have nothing to do with you. But for some strange reason, all of a sudden, it's just like, okay, here's the overflow, and it's coming out. A lot of this happens during midlife crises. Sometimes when you're faced with really, truly just this basketful, this bountiful, not that I would call it a blessing by any means, but it is this bountiful basket of like, oh my gosh, here are all my feelings for the last like four decades and I don't know what to do with them. If you have a spouse that sits there and just presses things down and hides things, they are bound to come up. But they come up in different ways. So engage in open and honest communication. And I will tell you this, don't do it just right before you go to bed. When you're tired, don't have those serious conversations. I mean, come on, let's be real. Do it when you're fresh, when you're level-headed. Don't do it after you just argued with your teenage son because he skipped out on curfew. And now you have to take the car keys away and you have to explain to the girlfriend that, nope, you're not going to be going out. You can't have that holiday party because he's now grounded and can't talk to you and I have a cell phone. So hence, mom's texting. That's not when you have those conversations. Find the right time, the effective time, right? It's not about you being right. It's really the correct time. Let me change my word here. It's the correct time. We use the word right all wrong. It's the effectiveness, right? That's where love resides. And finally, number three, seek professional guidance. Despite some of our best efforts, we need external support to navigate through challenging times in our marriage. We do. Men, let me tell you, if you're listening, you need support. You may need to have the support of counsel, as in therapy or counseling. You may need the support of men coming around you who have been through similar things, not the exact same thing, because it's not about comparing. No one goes through the exact same thing because the story is unique to you. Your feelings, your emotions are unique to you. But how things are handled, what you can do, some options you have, yes, that can come with support of others. So if you find yourself continuously struggling to identify and address the signs, it may be beneficial to seek the guidance of a marriage counselor or a therapist. It's okay to ask for help, especially during the holiday seasons. You don't want to sit here and just be like, oh, and then you're in the emergency room going, well, I don't know why I'm here, but I know what's going through my head and I don't like what's going through my head. Don't get to that point. I'm being serious. Don't go and think that the bottle has all the answers or that childproof bottle that has the cap on it, that has all the answers. You know what I'm talking about. The holidays are rough and tough at times. And they can be very strenuous on marriages, but it doesn't have to be. Follow the signs. You know, ask professionals for help, because they are truly trained to help couples uncover and work through underlying issues. And that doesn't mean that you're weak if you go ask for help. I'm telling you right now, do you hear me? Male or female? You're not weak because you ask for help. And when you do ask for help, they can provide a safe space for both of you to express yourself and find solutions. Remember, seeking help, it's not a weakness, but rather a sign of your commitment to the health and well-being of your relationship. So if you have a nagging feeling that something is amiss in your marriage, don't ignore it. Don't dismiss it. Instead, follow the signs that this holiday season may be unveiling. The shepherds followed the signs. They followed the star. It unveiled to them what? Everlasting life. Focus on being effective rather than being right, and prioritize open communication, active listening, and truly asking for help. And when you take these steps, you may be able to uncover the hidden truths within your relationship and move you closer toward a stronger, more fulfilling partnership where two become one. Effectiveness is where love resides. Are you getting up every morning and playing a football game? Are you keeping score? Do you have your own championship in your own head going, I gotta win it all. This is it. It's the last one. I'm gonna hunker down. I got this. Bowl game all the way. I am the master of all masters. Or can you humble yourself a little bit? Follow the signs. Really understand where your spouse is coming from. Understand that you both are on the same team. It's not about playing against each other. It's not about that big flashy scoreboard up in Dallas. You know, when they rebuilt the stadium there for the Dallas Cowboys. Oh my goodness. Who would have thought? And the Dallas Cowboys, well, everything in Texas is always bigger. Saying goes something like that. So other stadiums are built, and what are they trying to do? Outdo what Dallas did. But you know what? There's just some things that are just bigger and better in Texas. My friend, you don't have to have that within your marriage. You don't have to always be, I gotta one-up you. You're playing on the same team. Effectiveness is where love resides. Follow the signs. Follow the star. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.